America Weekend.
Then I found Terrifica. It's a unique blend of vitamins, minerals, and some really potent chemicals to round off the edges in life. I'm like a new person.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest has taken a strong view against those ads we see for prescription drugs on TV. He is Warren County, New Jersey freeholder Ed Smith. Ed, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ed. Hi, Christine.
Hello there.
This is a fascinating subject and one that we've discussed a couple of times on the show to the point where we did a parody on one of these commercials. We all know what they're like. It paints the picture that a drug cures everything. And
yeah,
it becomes just the lovely spring
sure
meadow. And we all know that is not the case. And the position that Ed has taken is the effect that this has, not on adults, but on kids and how they are taught what drugs are and how they can affect your life.
Well, it's pretty much viewed as a solve-all. And when we look at the ads, the visuals on the ads really have nothing to do with the product that they're selling. And it's usually with some nifty little name instead of the chemical component that it
right
may actually be. So it sounds good, looks good. And one of the points that really hit me was when someone said that their kid had mentioned to them, wow, it really seems strange that they're coming out and saying that this could kill you. Yet it's all pretty and it's all so nice. And I'm concerned that we're seeing our young children, you know, when they're toddlers, visiting with grandma, sitting in front of the TV, watching things that aren't necessarily children-oriented. And what they're starting to do is get this vision of drugs are the way to go and that the whole idea is positive. Yet there's this big contradiction, which when I look at the numbers that we have here with drug abuse, 18 to 25 is the most impacted age group.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, that is 1997 is when this started, which was 18 years ago.
Hmm.
Only in the United States and in New Zealand do we have this type of advertising going on. When I look at the failure of the war on drugs here, and I can't use any other term because I've seen such dramatic increases in drug abuse and overdoses here, especially in my own county. And I'm health and education, so I got these
mm-hmm
numbers put in front of me. I thought, wow, this is something that has to be addressed. And we actually went and had a series of town hall meetings, and I was astounded. I got like 50, 75 people show up, yet 1,000 people come out for a football game. Here, these kids are a family's biggest investment.
Hmm.
And this situation is taking place right under their nose. Is it really any wonder that we have a drug abuse problem when we have youngsters, maybe 12, 13, 14, when they first try their first drugs? And we say, well, why doesn't the DARE program work? Well, when you look at what's the structure of these commercials, is it starts out, everything's nice. Well, let's see. That's what we said happens when they try the drugs. And then it's all these dangers and side effects. Oh, heard that, done that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't register because they've heard it so many times. And I think that we have to take a hard look at this policy. And it's going to have to happen at federal level. But I think it's time for us to consider the impact on our kids.
It's amazing when you look at how these commercials are created, and we've made fun of them on the show, because when you hear about the side effects, the bad things that can happen, visual is more effective on a child than audio. It's just the way it is. And when they're talking about the slight chance of death and the violent diarrhea and all the things that happen, but you see somebody floating on a unicorn on the screen, they will take the negative aspect and totally discount it.
I forget the manufacturer, but they actually have a picture of dad building a dollhouse with his daughter.
That's amazing.
Right.
Wow.
Yep.
What does that have to do
right
with, you know, the substance that's being sold? But there's that thing has clicked in that child's head. Wow, this means that dad's going to spend time with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a dangerous thing.
The name you put on it and the information you sent me, psychological imprinting. And that is so true. The image of the father building the dollhouse with a daughter.
Stays
with you. Oh, it's beautiful. It's a lovely moment. So the drug brings loveliness. It brings peace. That's an amazing way. And it's not that doctors and physicians are crafting our drug culture. Madison Avenue and the Don Drapers of the world, they are framing the argument on drugs. And as you're seeing with these numbers, it's having an awful effect on America's kids.
It's a money thing, too. No,
exactly.
I mean,
because it's advertising.
Right.
It is advertising, and it's big money advertising.
Right.
But you know, we took a look at tobacco decades ago and said that there's a negative effect here. And we had the fortitude to move forward and stop it. And I think that we have to take a look at this now. Are we going to wait until we have a full generation of kids, the next generation of kids, being impacted by this? It's a scary thing, and it's something that we can take hold of.
Now, you mentioned in the information you sent to me about how the Affordable Care Act redefined the medical market. How so?
Well, we used to have it where it was a competitive market. Now it's becoming more and more of a socialized medicine model. It's tied fast. Actually, the courts have already said that this Affordable Care Act is a tax.
Yeah.
So what we're basically doing is we're advertising to enhance demand and costs in a public program. So as we watch healthcare dollars spiraling out of control, and we watch health insurance. I see our county health insurance is going up dramatically for the employees that we have working there. Well, that might just have something to do with the $4.5 billion worth of annual spending, which was identified by the American Medical Association when they came out in mid-November and said it's time to call for a stop. That doesn't even count the amount of visits that take place when a person, you know, they think they feel bad, or they think that they want to have whatever this drug is going to offer. They go run into the doctor. That's another doctor visit. That doctor visit translates into big, big dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're looking at $4.5 billion plus, how much affordable care could we actually provide for that if we took that component out? And I would also even venture to say that it's possible that the prescription drug manufacturers might just embrace this, because it would take a huge dollar sign. We've ended up in almost like an arms race of ads fueled by Madison Avenue. And they're Madison Avenue's finest. But unfortunately, I think one of their targets is a very unsuspecting one, and that's those kids.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Because kids are watching TV left and right.
And they don't know any better.
No, they don't know any better.
They're taking in everything they see.
And from the perspective of what it's done to adults, older adults, that's the drug, I want that. Mm-hmm. And they sit in their physician's office and they demand, I want Terrifica because I saw it's going to solve all my problems. And people end up going in there demanding drugs they know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
The conversations that have started as a result of this have been very, very interesting. My general practitioner said to me, he says, you know, they come in, they're telling me what's wrong with them. They're telling me what the solution is. And, you know, you're almost ending up at a situation where if they don't move forward with that, they're going to lose that client.
Mm.
So it's really driving a demand into our pharmaceutical costs that translate into, again, higher health insurance premiums for all of us. And we've got to take a look at ways that we can control that.
I wonder if it goes further than TV advertising, where, you know, everything's so accessible on the internet now. People are Googling their symptoms and whatever. I'm wondering if some of these websites even have a kickback from a certain prescription or something when, you know, oh, your symptoms are this. This is what you need to take for that.
It seems like a reasonable
point. Like, I wonder, because, you know, kids are on the internet, too. Everything's on a computer now, you know? So it's everywhere. It's not just TV. It's everywhere.
And these drugs are linked up with these YouTube videos. You can literally go on YouTube and look at the greatest skateboard fails of 2015 and have it predicated with one of these drug commercials.
Right.
And it's not, 52-year-old hedge fund managers watching these videos. These things are targeted in the right way, and it's having an effect, and an amazing effect. Now, you talked about some of these numbers and how it's affecting kids. What can be done? Now, you're a freeholder in New Jersey. Let's talk about the state level. Let's talk about the national level. What needs to be done to maybe try to get a hold of this thing?
Well, I think that when we look at the advertising component, it's certainly on the airwaves. That would be the FCC, and that would be a federal issue to take that off, which I think is the most indiscriminate form of advertising that we're watching right now.
Right.
While, you know, you're looking at the internet, if someone's on the ball enough to be able to figure out where they're going on the internet, and it's amazing how they take things in. And for us to just discount and say, well, I don't really know that there's any significance here. Look at the numbers that we have here with our 18 to 25-year-olds. And, you know, they're, unfortunately, heroin is very, very inexpensive, and it's a huge problem. And if we don't address this problem in a global sense, you know, I always go back to the example that we had in Asia when the British went there and they brought opium with them and just basically destroyed the culture.
Right.
This is like a modern day comparison to that.
It's our modern day media opium. That's what
it
really is.
It is.
Yeah. And it's amazing. And the average person doesn't realize this is going on because we still live in a culture too. You turn on the television, you walk away, and these ads get placed also in programming that you never thought they would be before. And your kids end up seeing them and they hear drugs are good. And the word drug is assimilated with happiness and yep. everything is fine and mm-hmm. well-being. And then that dichotomy of when the DARE program tries to kick in and they're met with challenges outside the house and outside the media environment, they're not equipped to handle them any longer.
What's that subliminal message that they've
right.
gotten from a very, very young age? Turn that sound off. Watch the visual.
Yeah.
See whether or not what's the message that you get. Then turn the sound on and think of how you would just start processing those words as a youngster, and you get some really scary results.
That's exactly right, and that's a very good point. So the next time you see one of these commercials with someone floating on a unicorn amongst the rainbows and the clouds, take a good listen to what they're saying at the same time. Well, it's a very valuable conversation, and it's one that really needs to be had on a national level, and that's why we thought it was a great idea to bring you in. Ed Smith, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Did you know there are money-saving ways to start greening our groceries? We can use reusable canvas bags to carry groceries. And some stores will now deduct a few cents off your bill for not using their paper or plastic bags. We can also cook portions to actually match the family's real appetite, so we're not throwing food away. And when planning, use the most perishable items first, so as not to have to throw away valuable ingredients. Another money saver? Freeze bread. Use and thaw again and again. It lasts weeks. And keep the fridge door open as briefly as possible, because it takes energy to heat up the warm air that pours in through that open door. And finally, minimize expensive landfill fodder, like disposable plates, plastic forks, and paper napkins. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Confidence is certainly an important characteristic for achieving big success.
However, recent research shows it may not be the most important. Self-compassion, rather than self-esteem, may be the key to unlocking your true potential for greatness.
Instead of judging yourself harshly, look at your shortfalls with kindness and understanding. You make a mistake. Learn from it, forgive yourself for it, and move on.
Studies have also found that those with more self-compassion have higher levels of optimism and happiness and experience less anxiety and depression.
Self-compassion creates self-awareness and even better self-esteem. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.